I remember very distinctly seeing you nail that short program at the Olympics. Tell us your mental approach to getting ready for the big competitions.
You know, you got to really take it day by day, stay in the moment, and really give it your all. And, you know, sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you're injured, and there's always issues to deal with. But I think every time you can put in a good practice day and gain confidence and push through a difficult run-through for whatever reason, it gives you strength to keep for when you go out and compete.
Well, you finished in the top three in 20 straight competitions, and we know that you've had a tremendous career. It's been a little bit tantalizing. You won the U.S. National Championships as well. What is your feeling about the chances and what you'll have to do to win the big one?
I think, you know, it's a learning experience, and everybody's career is different, and, you know, it's really hard to chart or to map out. You have to ultimately love what you do every day and try to make that improvement and that difference, you know, so it's there in the long run. And I'm always learning, you know. Every time I go out there and I skate or I compete, I kind of get a little bit more, another piece to the puzzle.
You know, Sasha, I'm glad that you said, you know, some days you have great days and some days you have off days, and that's just a part of the business, because we were talking about baseball earlier and we talk about it in football all the time. The expectations of everybody else outside of your, you know, outside of your circle, they expect for you to always do well. Just touch on just a little bit more about what that's like and how you know when you go into a certain competition that, you know what, you're ready 100%. And other days you can just feel it before the competition even starts that something's out of sync.
Well, you always give it 100%, and sometimes you're dealing with injury, sometimes you know, it's very difficult to get back that delicate balance of timing to do those triple jumps. And you're always in a different place and your body's changing. And you have to give it your all and push through bad days and see what you can get done. Because ultimately, you know, it's the strength of character, I think, that defines the great athlete. Because you have to be willing to put in 90% of its hard work and 10% of talent. And it's over the long run. It's not one event, one competition. And I think it's the people who understand that, who have the perspective and can bring it and work on it from, you know, a terrible day and just plug away and keep working, and it will pay off.